We learned that even Rabbi Elezer holds that Simchas Yomtiv doesn't necessarily have to involve the physical side of a person. One can dedicate himself entirely davening, learning. But even he agrees that there are some exceptions to this rule: Shavuos, Shabbos, and Purim. Shavuos, says the Gemara, because that's the Yom Shenitna Torah LiYisrael. And Rashi explains, Rashi in Devar Masal, the Be'ina Nami Lochem, she yismach boi b'machal mishta. A person has to be besimcha with machal mishta specifically. Why? Laharo is to demonstrate, shenoyach mekubal yoyim zel Yisrael. That we're very happy and satisfied, ecstatic about this day, shenitna Torah boi, that Torah was given in it. Some farshim explain, the point is that Torah on Shavuos was handed down to us physical beings, us mortals, in this Olam HaZeh, which is a physical environment. So that's what we're celebrating. By being Oisug in a Simcha of Machal Misht specifically, by including the physical aspect into this Simcha experience, we're highlighting and celebrating the fact that we've been given the opportunity and the privilege to experience a kedusha in this world, which is the point of Matan Torah, Torah given to us to be mekadosh this world. So Rabbi Elezer agrees that the simcha on Shavuos has to involve, has to be of a physical nature to demonstrate this simcha. Now, what about Purim? Says the Gemara, because it says yimei mishta v'simcha. So we learn that simcha has to involve mishta as well. Now, why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah, interesting, brings a kasha. We find two Yomim Tovim Drabbanan, which are really very different. We have Chanukah and Purim. So in contrast with Purim, where the Mishnah is highlighted, the physical pleasure is highlighted, Chanukah is not really a physical experience. The mitzvah of Chanukah involves Halal V'Hidah, not necessarily is meant to encompass the physical side of things. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a kasha. Why? What's the difference between one or the other? And he says, the difference is, well, we're coming to celebrate. On Chanukah, what was the gzera? It was a ruchnius gzera with the Yevanim, wanted to prevent us from doing mitzvahs. So the gzera, the decree, the threat was a spiritual nature. And therefore the neis and the simcha and the celebration, in turn, is of a spiritual nature, as opposed to Purim, where the threat was a physical one. That's why we are mesameach in a physical manner to celebrate and to thank Hashem in a physical context to reflect the physicalness. So it's very similar in concept to the concept of being besimcha on Shavuos in a physical manner. Now, what about Shabbos? That's so interesting, pshat, that Shabbos is me'ein elam haba. So the point of Shabbos is that we experience a granule of the olam haba experience. In the olam haba, what's going to happen? The physical world will become this ala and this skadish and be transformed to spiritual. So the gashmi turns into ruchni. So on Shabbos, we live, at least in a microcosm and in a minuscule form, somewhat of that type of experience as well, and partake in physical pleasure specifically to experience that otherworldly experience within this world as well. We take the physical and we transform it. The physical on Shabbos transcends the physical, and it turns into a ruchnis experience. So all agree that on Shabbos we're meant to experience the physical, which is really a spiritual experience. Now, the Gemara mentions that one of the Amorim would fast throughout the year, except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. They brought a pasuk, the Gemara brought a pasuk that you meant to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yoina brings three pshatim, three reasons for eating an Erev Yom Kippur. First, the most simple pshat to prepare ourselves for a Yom Kippur, so we have enough energy and an ability to focus on the mitzvah of tshuva, etc., that we meant to do in Yom Kippur. Another pshat, he says, is to show that we're happy about the upcoming day, that Hashem gives us the opportunity to have our virus cleaned up, wiped away. So that's the point of celebrating every Yom Kippur, to show our appreciation, our courage, our tefillah for the upcoming day. Thirdly, he says, because every Yom Tov requires simcha, requires a suda. And on Yom Kippur, we can't do that. We have to fast. So he says the suda of Yom Kippur gets pushed over, gets relocated to Erev Yom Kippur. So the suda of Erev Yom Kippur is really the suda's mitzvah of Yom Kippur itself. It's just taking place on Erev instead of Yom Kippur itself. Now there's a shaila amongst the poskim regarding the chiyuv of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Does it apply to women as well? Some say it doesn't, because it's just like any other mitzvahs, asei shazman groma. Since it's time related, it's meant to take place on this day, Erev Yom Kippur, it doesn't apply to women. However, some say that based on this pshat, if the pshat is that it's merely to prepare for Yom Kippur, the basic pshat, that it's meant to give us the koyach, the energy for Yom Kippur, so it applies to women as well. Why? Because an isha is chayav to fast Yom Kippur. If the point of the Torah was, look, prepare an erev to enable you for Yom Kippur, then it should apply to men and women equally. Just as the mitzvah of Yom Kippur applies to women, the preparation for that mitzvah should apply to them as well. What's interesting is that the Kesef Mishnah actually learns that it's not even a mitzvah that arises. So he says that even though the pasuk brings the Gemara brings a pasuk, but really it's only the Rabbanon, and it's a smachta b'alma.